I have a really exciting announcement at the end of the service today. So you guys stay tuned for that. But I don't want to share that until we hear the word today, because the announcement's going to have everything to do with what the word is going to be shared today. As I said, roughly about a year ago, as you all know, this COVID hit. We started going online for a few months. And one of the guests that we had lined up just like a week or two into this thing was someone that I've been trying to get to come for the last 4 or 5 years to Faith Assembly. And if those of you who are here on that particular Sunday, I had her stand up and just share for a few minutes what the Lord was doing in her field of ministry that the Lord has sent her to. And boy, she got everybody so worked up and stuff that we almost just concluded service right then. It was just a powerful 2-3 minutes of just exciting, enthusiastic, anointed challenge of what God is doing in ministry and in missions. And so a couple of weeks ago, I bumped into her at an event that we had here. And I said, listen, you know, we want to have you. She says, well, I'm going back to my country, my missions that I've been assigned to in just a few weeks. I said, oh, well, we need to get you here then in the next couple of weeks. And so with the idea that we've been doing missions and outreach for the last several weeks as far as the series, we just had our missions emphasis a couple of weeks ago. As we talked about it on Monday, I said, Son, her name is Son, and she's here. And I'm going to introduce her in just a second. I said, listen, why don't you come this Sunday and just infect us with your enthusiastic anointing that you have, share what God's put on your heart, and let's wrap up this missions and outreach and evangelism series with you sharing this morning. I know that you're going to be excited and blessed by her. I can't wait. In fact, I just rubbed up against her arm and my arm. I said, I want you to rub off on me. You just want to be around people like this. And she's going to share a word this morning. And then at the end of that, I'm going to share an announcement that I think will be exciting for all of us. But I'm not going to necessarily pronounce the island right. Is it Vanuatu? Close to it, right? Vanuatu. We'll say that it is. But it's an island in the South Pacific, and she can tell you a little more clearly how it's pronounced. But Sun Ward is here this morning, and she's a missionary that we support and have for years to the island nation of Vanuatu. And I want you to welcome her this morning. She comes and shares with us a word the Lord's laid on her heart. Would you welcome her this morning?
Good morning. I have a little video I'd like to show.
Hi, my name is Sun Ward, and I am your missionary to Vanuatu Island. And thank you so much for giving me a privilege to be with you today. And I wanted to just share a little bit about myself, where I'm from. I was born and raised in South Korea, a very strong Buddhist belief in our family. And then during Christmas time, that's the only time that me and my sister went to church, and we heard the gospel first time in our life. And I believe at the time, maybe I might not understand everything, but I heard the gospel and I gave my life to the Lord. And I never even imagined that one day I become a missionary and I'll be out there in the South Pacific and I share gospel about Jesus with all the children. And then a lot of you probably wonder, where's Vanuatu Island? Well, Vanuatu Island is right located between Australia and New Zealand. You go look up there, there's a lot of little islands, and that's where located. There is 120, more than 120 languages. Can you imagine the 120 languages they're speaking? But we must learn either their language, which is Bislama, Pidgin English, and French or English. So that's the way we communicate with the people. And then let me share a little bit about what I do in Vanuatu Island. Well, initially when I went there and I thought that I would work with just a children ministry, never even dreamed about that I'm going to plant in church. Of course, and I'm not a builder. I don't even know how to put all the things together. But when an opportunity was given and And with the students, we went out there, and where there's no church, and we started building out of scratch. And I even get the bush knife and clear the lot, and we gathered the little children, and it started with the Bible club, and we eventually building, not just the building, but a building church, body of Christ and believer. And that's how we started our church. And not just the one, but two churches, very thriving, and is a healthy church. And right now, currently, is in Vanuatu Island. So how can you help me? Well, my biggest need is first pray. And join me with your prayer and become a part of what God is doing in Pacific Island. And second of all, give not to me, but give to the Lord. And through your prayer and giving, and you become a part of what God is doing in His kingdom. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm asking for you this today. Prayer and giving. And join us as part of a Jesus' commission. Go and make a disciple of all nations. And together we build the God's kingdom for His glory until Jesus comes. And thank you for your support.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, and thank you, Church Faith Assembly, that I never had an opportunity to really, you know, really officially share, but except that 2 minutes or 3 minutes that the pastor gave it to me when I was last 5 or 6 years ago. And he gave me the opportunity, and I took that opportunity, and I shared, praise the Lord. And ever since then, you're part of that God's commission and doing the work of God in Vanuatu Island. Amen. Praise God. So I wanted to just come in person and say thank you. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your faithful support. So we are not just I, but we all together, we are building God's kingdom everywhere we go. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Glory. Amen. Amen. And I just wanted to, another thing. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to, I'm not sure who made this beautiful, homemade Christmas card that I received last year and then last year and one before that. Thank the Lord. I wasn't planning to stay in the state for more than 1 year, but it happened. But I thank the Lord. God is in control. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows what He's doing. I have to come and see you before I go. That's why I stayed a little bit longer. Don't you feel so special? Amen. Hallelujah. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your prayers and your support. All right. I'm not taking any... what time am I supposed to be finished? Okay. Praise the Lord. As we worship the Lord this morning, and God, Spirit of God said, worship me with the truth and the spirit. Hallelujah. That's what He said. Worship me with the spirit and the truth. But so many times we come to church and then we're just having a church. No, that's not what God wants us to do. God is in with us with the Holy Spirit, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we're coming in. When you're coming in, you have to let everything behind you. Don't bring it here, because that will distract you and that will drag you down. But we're supposed to come in and let our hearts be open, and we say, Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are holy. Oh, Lord, you are mighty God. Hallelujah. And then we didn't come here to entertain anybody, or we don't come here to do anything else. We come here to worship the living God. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So, everything we say, or everything we do, and worship Him. Oh, I just commission you guys just to be yourself and fall in love with God. Let the Spirit of God anoint you, fall fall upon you as you worship the Lord, and people that they look at you and you will usher them in the presence of God. And that's what it's all about, worshiping. And then listen, not just when you're singing and when you listen to the word of God, even the offering is worship. Even the announcement is worship. We have an attitude of worship. Hallelujah. And the pastor, I'm sorry, I have to correct the pastor. I'm not leaving in a few weeks. I wish I could. But this month and next month, and I have to finish my raising our support. And then Lord willing, perhaps in May that I will return. It's been a long time. And then, Pastor, thank you. Thank you for giving me opportunity again and again. But when the pastor was speaking, I met Pastor a few weeks ago. I'm sorry, this air is just so wonderful, and it dry your throat. So let me drink this Deer Park. Is it Deer Park? Yes. Anyway, praise the Lord. And the pastor shared about that he has been preaching about mission for whole month of March. And I say, Pastor, I wanted to share something with you. But this is what the Lord gave to me. Amen. Oh, I know. I'm so excited. I'm going to go ahead of myself. But let us pray, shall we? Father God, we just thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity that we gather together in Jesus' name. Lord, Father God, it's not on online, but we're able to physically come together, body of Christ, and lifting up your name and praise you, worship you, and feel the presence of God. Oh, we love you and we thank you, God. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your anointing, Lord. As you know, Father God, there's nothing I cannot boast, nothing I can boast about, but only Jesus Christ that I boast about. Only thing that excite me about you, God. So, Lord Father, I prayed in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, the anointing, just listen to this prophet, Lord, and touch your people in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord Father God, we pray every word he comes out, it will be magnify your name, it will be glorify your name. Lord, people who hear, Lord Father God, let it be just a stir up. Oh, stir up their give. Stir up their hearts. Stir up their hunger and thirst after you and you alone, God. We thank you, God. Have done one way, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. This is your time, Lord. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, family of God, I am not going to apologize. Now, you know that English is my second language, so I have a little accent, more than a little accent. If I say mispronounced it, then please forgive me. Now, I cannot contain myself, be quiet, that's not who I am. This is the God made me, hallelujah. And when I talk about God, I'm telling you, when you talk about God, how can you sit still? Oh, praise God. I'm sorry, I cannot do that. When I talk about what he has done in my life and what he has done in your life, we cannot sit around and have just a church. We cannot do that, can we? All right, so cut to the chat. Oh, my goodness, the time is flying. I haven't touched it. Okay, this is what the Lord spoke to me. John chapter 4, and as you know, that the pastor already talked about Great Commission chapter, Matthew chapter 28, and verse 18 through 20. All authority has given unto me, Jesus said. Now go, preach the gospel, make them disciples, and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and teaching them what I have commanded you. That's our commission. It's not just for missionary, for a missionary. It's not just for the leadership in the church. It's for all of us who are born again Christian, filled with the Holy Ghost, the power that Jesus is giving us a commission to go and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what is it? Mission day that God's missionary, God sent his son to the earth. Hallelujah. And we are supposed to go share that Jesus. Amen. That's what it is. Like I said, I am not going to go over a whole lot. But in John chapter 4, here's a woman that Jesus didn't have to go through this Samaria. But he came purposely, just one purpose, to meet this woman who's an outcast, who is despised, who is ostracized, and who lives in a immoral life. Yet, God loves her. God cares for her. And that's what you're doing. Reaching out to homeless people just because they don't have a home. You know, men, they are unworthy or they're less than us. No. That's what you're doing in the community right now, reaching out those who are not able or who doesn't have. But Jesus, he came, and what he did, he purposely took time to come to see her. And here's a woman that in the biblical culture, that the woman does not come to the heat of the day at the noon, six in their time, heat of the day, they don't come and dwell the water. They do that either early in the morning or late evening. And this is a social club. You know, so all the ladies, they don't just go by themselves, but all the ladies get together. They chit-chat and catch up with what's going on. They go out there and they catch the water. They get the water and then feed the animal in the evening. You all know that. But this woman, she knew her condition. She didn't want to face that there's a lady's gossip. She didn't want none of those. So what did she do? She chose the day, the most hottest in the day that she can, because she didn't want to see there's a son or Nancy or Susan or whatever, and otherwise the devil caught some. She didn't want that. So therefore, what she did, she came in, it's not on.
Well,
you know, I'm from Ireland, you know, this is a very fancy technology, you know. So I was screaming my heart out, amen. So where was I? So this woman, she came. And then, you know, there's a biblical culture that Jewish, even the Jewish rabbi, he doesn't even talk to his wife or his daughter in the public. That's their culture. And yet, here's a Jewish rabbi, he came and talking to Samaritan woman. Woo! What's up with this Jewish rabbi? So are you talking to me when he asked for water? But here's the thing. That he knew her, and he said, if you know the gift of God, and then you know that who's asking you for the water, and then you will ask for me for this living water. Yeah. And she said, Rabbi, I mean, sir, you don't even have this to get the water, but how are you going to get this water? And then she said, yes, give it to me. Give me this water so I won't be thirsty again. The living water that Jesus replied in John 7 is a living water that he bubbles up and then he comes fountain of water. Well, and Isaiah 12:3 said is wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Whatever that she was looking for, she couldn't find in the five husbands. And at the time, she was living with another man. And it wasn't there. But when she found out that he is able to give her living water, she said, please give it to me. And you know the story. Why am I telling you? that you might not, well, you know, we might not marry to five times, but we were searching. We were looking. Maybe this is it. Maybe this guy. Maybe this woman. Maybe this education. Maybe this and this, this. And what we are looking for is not there. What we are looking for is the living water, Jesus. That Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. Now Jesus replied, the living water, that at the time that Jesus has not gone to the heaven, so it wasn't the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was not there. But he was referring the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you want to know why I'm so excited? Yes, I don't have a husband, but praise the Lord. I don't have anything, but I am so excited. I am so charged. Why? Because of this living water. This living water of Jesus Christ is just bubbling up, and it's come through. Hallelujah. And that's what happened. And you know the story. After that happened, what did she do? And she came for one purpose, to dwell in the water. But you know what? She forget about it. Now listen very carefully. She forget about the why she came, but she, God, what she looking for, you know, all through her life. Yeah. She met Jesus. Yeah. She ran all this stuff. She was hiding from the people, but she ran to it. And she said, she didn't preach the theology, but she said, come see this man. He knows everything that I did. And this could be a Messiah. And that's what she did. When she say that, this all the town people, one other translation say village, one other translation say city and town, but whatever that is, when this woman that who's been hiding and who's been avoiding the people and public, and she met the Jesus, she ran through and she told the people, and this here the people, they saw that something happened. They saw that transformation happen to this lady. And they said, all right, we all go. So everybody ran. They ran to see Jesus. They met Jesus and they begged Jesus to please stay with us. Jesus is so out of a so compassionate heart. He stayed with them 2 days. 2 days of what they do. They didn't have an eating party or all that stuff. But Jesus was teaching them his word, that they, you shall know the truth and the truth will set them free. And then this will, all the people gather say, now listen, we don't no longer believe you, your testimony, but we believe him, he's the Messiah, because we heard his teaching. Amen. That's what it is. So what am I saying? So I'm saying is, if we have experienced Jesus Christ in your personal life, whoo, hallelujah, if you receive the healing, if you receive a salvation, you receive the miracle, you receive something from Jesus Christ, how can we stand still and not tell somebody? Amen. Amen. That's what we are supposed to do. Body of Christ, as we experience the Jesus, we leave everything out. We go tell somebody about Jesus. And that's what Jesus was talking about. Then I'm going to shift to another Bible. And Matthew 14, verse 35 and 36. And the same scenario is in Mark chapter, I believe, is 4. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4. That at the time that a scenario happened, Mark chapter 6, verse 53 and 56, and another thing that the Lord was showing me about what is all about mission and as a church. I'm not talking about building. I'm talking about body of Christ. You are born again Christian. You taste the goodness of God. You have a taste and see that God is awesome. And you taste and see that you've been so rejected and nobody seems like you care, but God. Say, I love you and I care for you, even though you make a big mess up out of your life. But but I got a purpose and plans for your life. And oh, don't settle for the last, but come unto me. Come unto me. That's what Jesus is saying. But listen, in Mark chapter 6, he talks about that Jesus, you know, you have to do your homework when you go home, okay? I'm not going to go through all that stuff. But when Jesus walked on the water, because the disciples were so tired, and he didn't want them to, come on, you come pick me up. No. So he decided to walk on the water. And then, as you know, wow, there's a ghost. And Peter said, is that you, Jesus? It is I. Oh, I want to walk. Okay, come. So he come out of the boat, and he was walking. And as soon as he took eyes off of Jesus, he was looking at what's going on. Immediately he was sinking. So Jesus rescued him and said, oh, you little thing. All right. And after that, they got on the boat, and they came to the little district of Gennesaret. I'm not pronouncing it right, but that's how I'm going to say it. But I want you to see this reaction of this village, this district people. As soon as they recognized Jesus, they didn't say, oh, I don't know. No, immediately, as soon as possible, right away, you know, immediately they recognize that Jesus. And these people, now listen, I think this is the Faith Assembly church family is like this. When they recognize Jesus is coming to their district, their village, what they do? This man, I don't know how many men, they didn't say, but they say they recognize him, they ran their little inlet, probably 4 miles long and 2-3 miles wide. These people literally ran through all the places and go look for the people who are sick and who need Jesus. And they bring them to Jesus. And they beg, they implore Jesus, please let them touch the hem of your garment. That all who touch, they all heal. So what I'm saying, that what the Lord is saying, this is what we are supposed to be. That we recognize Jesus. Maybe you might not receive the healing, but you heard of Jesus Christ, what he can do. Oh, he can save the broken marriage. He can heal you. Oh, people who are trying to suicide when there is no hope. Jesus said, I am the hope. I will give you life. Amen. When we recognize who Jesus is, then should we sit down and just have a church? No. We need to go out there and look for the people who are having a problem, so who needs Jesus. And that's what you're exactly doing in the community, reaching out. And that's what Jesus gave us, the commission. We must go reaching out and go tell them, bring them to me. We cannot save them, but Jesus can. Amen. And I'm going to tell you another story. Don't complain to me, because Jesus gave me this word to share with you. Do you remember Mark chapter 2? Mark chapter 2, that this paralytic man that who has no hope, I don't know how long he's been sick. He couldn't even move a finger. I used to be a nurse, so I used to take care of paralytic people. I know. Some that can talk, they have to just move lips or try to communicate with the eyes. And I don't know how long he was in this sea. But look, there he is, four friends who has radical faith in Jesus Christ. They heard that Jesus is coming, and they want to take this man because they believe that Jesus, we only get to get him to the Jesus, and Jesus will heal him. They have a faith in Jesus. So when they came to this house, it was so full, there's way that they bring this man to Jesus. So what do they do? Out of their faith, they climb the roof. They get right off the roof of where Jesus was to stand, and they remove the thing, and they put his paralytic, his friend in front of Jesus. And Jesus, he was impressed by that this radical friends that we have a faith in Jesus, and he got healed. So what am I saying? That our mission, I thank you, God, for our body of Christ and the family that Faith Assembly that's supporting the foreign mission. But look, you don't have to be a missionary. You don't have to be a pastor. Even though, you are just anybody extra, just an ordinary person that who loves Jesus. I know I cannot help you, but I know who can. Please come. Please come. Now, we're not asking for them to join the church and all that stuff, but let me lead you to Christ. And that's what is all the mission is about, isn't it? Well, I'm telling you, Jesus did not save us so that we can just born again Christian and stay pure and not touch anything dirty, and then we'll go to heaven. It doesn't work that way. Now, God is not asking you to be a perfect and you all got it, you are up here. No. We all of them are of the construction under God. And the Holy Spirit is building us. Holy Spirit is a keep changing us. If we have a taste, the love of God. If we have a taste, the grace of God. Like a woman at the well. I had a faith. I used to go to church. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That was a long time ago. But you know what happened? Until I realized this world has nothing that I desire. God, if you can use donkey, would you please use me? I wanted to devote my life to you. Yes. And I thought that being a missionary has to be young people like you. Well, young people like you. I never thought even this mature age that God would call me. I was near 50 years old. At the time, I didn't go to Bible school. And listen, I didn't do very well in academically because I was a very troubled child. I contemplated suicide so many times because I hated my life. I hated why my mom brought me out into this earth that I didn't ask for. And the life is nothing but the misery. I was growing up like that. I didn't have, and I thought, okay, everybody get married and they're happy, and so maybe that's what I did. That's what I need to do, so I did. It wasn't so until I tried everything I could. And God, I said, God, if I have 6 months to live, I want to live my life for you. Devoted my life to you, God, so that when I come to heaven, then I want to hear you say, well done, my faithful servant. Not to say, I saved you, but you play church and you came. I'm sorry, your address is not up here, but go down. And I said, no, God, I do not want to do that. Why? Why did I do that? You see, I saw in my life that so many things are happening and the people leave you, your parents and your spouse and this happened. But I see God, that I was not even faithful unto the Lord. I don't even know how to walk with God. I thought I was very religious. I pray 1 hour and I go to church and I serve. But I did not have that intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Until that happened. Then I say, Lord, God, here I am. God used the foolish things of the word to shame the wise. God used weak things of the word so that he will shame the strong. All I did, Lord, here I am. And what's happening? Ever since that I decided I wanted 100% I'd be in with the Lord. Not just Lord save me, but he is my everything. So when you remember, now you remember when you're first in love with your spouse. I don't, we're not going there if it's an ugly thing there, but think about it, when you're in love and when you're a teenager. Oh, I don't know, you are, some of them in teenagers, some of them, you know, way, whose century is ago, you know, I don't know. But think about it, when you're in love with your loved one, what happened? Oh, your heart just boom, 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 like this. I don't know. And then, you know, butterfly, you see butterfly all over, and you are just having a bad day, and the mention of his name is like, oh, yes, hi, how are you? Do you remember those times? I know it's been so long ago. But let me tell you, we need to have that kind of relationship with Jesus Christ. When we talk about Jesus, oh, hallelujah. When we talk about Jesus, there's tears just streaming down, not because I'm sad, but he's the lover of my soul, and he take care of me. Now you talk about homeless. Honey, let me tell you, I have no hope. I have nothing but whatever God has given to me. And he, whatever he provide for my life. And I say, God, I have nothing to offer you, but Lord, I don't want to just waste my lifetime and go after this doctor, that doctor, and go to heaven. But Lord, you use the donkey. Can you use me so that I can reaching out to those children, tell somebody that who are living in a despair, an outcast, and who are despised, that God loves them. God cares for them. God has a purpose and plans for your life. Let me tell you, family, that's what it's all about. Transformation. Oh, well, honey, I tell you what, it happened 10 years ago. Honey, if you were 10 years ago, you need the fresh water right now, today. Hallelujah. And what do you do? Oh, it's okay. You young ones go on. No, I'm telling you. Well, I'm not that old, but, you know, I'm still, you know, old person, but anyway, but when, you know, I cannot run, but I'm going to try my best to go approach the Jesus faster than any young people. And I don't know what you got, your heart, you know, and the pastor was talking about, we're so glad that now mask is off and automatically. And when he said mask, and I thought, wow, do we have a mask on? I'm not talking about mask for COVID, coronavirus mask. I'm talking about mask. Pretend to be that who you are. And your heart is broken. You don't know where you're going. Maybe you don't have, listen, honey, I don't have money to offer you. But God has been awfully good. Oh, he is more than enough. And you know, when I become a missionary, I didn't have anything. I thought, okay, Lord, use me. That's it. But there's so many things that I have to do. And God provide everything. You know, can you imagine? Excuse me. I went to mission field 1 year budget. And the Lord put me out there 5 years. And he sent me to Bible school, get my degree. I never thought, I always had a passion to become a missionary and a pastor. God made a way. I'm not boasting. But with God, all things are possible. That's what I'm saying. This morning, if you leave that Korean missionary, I'm telling you, she is. If you forget everything, one thing that I need you to remember, examine your relationship with Jesus Christ. If somehow it's not excited, somehow you don't feel the energy, there's just something. Just like a woman at the well, when Jesus said, go get your husband. She could have said, you know, let me tell you, Jesus, this is a long story, you know. She didn't give all the excuse. She was a truthfully, I don't have a husband. And Jesus said, you're right. You tell the truth. You had a five husbands and you're living with another man. See, we need to be honest with Jesus. You don't have to go tell your brother and sister about it, but we need to be honest with Jesus. Say, Jesus, here I am. somehow I've been going to church and I've been doing all that stuff, but somehow this fire is gone. Somehow that spring of a brook, that fountain of water, somehow it's just kind of barely running. Or maybe it's dried up. Why? Because there's so much junk on top of it. Worry and the worries of life and just pleasure of this world. Let me tell you, Jesus is coming soon. We all know that. And we are so glad that when Jesus comes. But listen, what have you done? What have you done? Now, I'm not yelling at you, but I'm yelling at myself. And I say, God, I want to be. Lord, am I not able to fly and doing this, all that stuff? But I'm going to be faithful in what you call me to do. I'm going to keep going. Now listen, there's a place where we don't have electricity. Outhouse, honey. Whew, this outhouse is unimaginable. And then the sanity, no God. There's no clean water. So people, with the handkerchief they blow nose all day long at the church, and that same handkerchief they use to wipe the plates so that they can give us food. Oh yes, talking about, and I have to really, Lord, my life is in your hand, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll go and we'll go share the gospel of Jesus Christ. But what God is saying to you, what God is saying to you, and God is depending on you. Oh, I'm too old. I cannot do this. And oh, forget about it and what you cannot do, but what you can do. And I'm for sure that the mamas and the papa who are for prayer warrior, and you can come in and pray. Pray for the lost soul and pray for the community and the young people. Don't reserve yourself. I know when you get excited, you're jumping up and down, you scream. You do that to the Lord. Don't be ashamed about serving Jesus. Oh, no, no, no. And you're going to tell somebody, let me tell you, I want to be like a pastor said, I want to be around the people who are filled with the Holy Ghost, the power, who are shouting and singing. Oh, hallelujah. And I watch YouTube that, some grandmas are there dancing. Honey, they don't dance like, oh, hallelujah. They're going to fight, but they dancing like this. And, I said, Lord, I don't know how they do that, but I sure be in their shoes and dance like that. Hallelujah to God. Young people, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Well, save money. Go to the Foreign Mission and find out how all the people live. I'm not talking about they're poor, but go share the love of God. If you got one whole day before you meet Jesus, what would you do? Tell somebody. Do something. All the money and all the blessing God has given it to you, we need to use it for God's glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. I thank God for giving us opportunity to be together. Hallelujah. I'm just like a woman at the well. And what he has done for my life. And I'm sharing with you. If there's any woman at the well in this place that nobody knows, God cares. And he loves you. He wants to set you free. He wants to give you this living water that never quenched this living water. That the Spirit of God come up on you. Oh, when you do that, that there's your power. Hallelujah. Power to witness and power to live a holy life. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Pastor. Hallelujah.
I carefully follow you with I just appreciate not only your enthusiasm, because we can get excited about a lot of different things in our life, but that really didn't have much value, but with the excitement and the enthusiasm, son, that you have is about the Lord. And I receive that challenge from you this morning. We receive, amen, that challenge from you this morning. It's going back to our first love. It's going back to the time when we first received the Lord. How many remembers that time? Just wave at me. Remember when, you know, what brought you to that place of decision and the change that took place in your heart and the enthusiasm, the excitement, the joy, the energy that you had from the Spirit of the Lord that came into your life. You knew you were forgiven. You knew that all things had been passed away up to that point. And you were a new creation, a new creature. And you knew you had a hope for the future. You knew you had heaven in store for you. And you knew that also, and if you don't know, let me tell you now, that we all have an assignment. We all have a unique assignment. We all have a responsibility to take that someone imparted to us, and now we get to impart to them. Someone shared with you the good news some time back, and it caused you to make the decision for Christ. Thank God for those people that were faithful back then, amen, that spoke into our lives. Maybe once, maybe a dozen times, maybe over a period of years, and we finally made that decision. But thank God for their faithfulness. Thank God for their enthusiasm. Thank God for their obedience to the Spirit of the Lord that they yielded and said, I'm going to take the time. I'm going to take the effort. I'm going to spend time with you, and I'm going to share Jesus with you. Thank God for those people, amen, that spoke into our lives. So now it's our turn. And that's what I'm hearing from the Lord this morning, at least from my heart. I'm not sure what the Lord is speaking to your heart, but I hope that it's something along that lines. And as we move out from this place, it's important to work, earn a living, take care of our responsibilities, all of that. But oh my goodness, those things are really going to pass away. You know that we're not going to take any of that with us. But what we do for the Lord is going to last for eternity. There's that old song that says, only one life so soon will pass. Only what's done for Christ will last. And that's a great, really, mantra for us to just rehearse in our hearts this morning. I want us to pray this morning that what the Lord has laid on Sun's heart to share with us, which I make sure I want to finish this up, that she was actually supposed to be here last year, a couple of weeks into the COVID, and we just had to cancel on. We're just not doing services. And so for whatever reason, the Lord caused this to delay for another year to where we are today. I guess those that weren't here then are going to be here today. The Lord knew who was going to be here today and needed to hear this challenge from Son. But I'm so thankful, Son, that you could be here today, and we appreciate you challenging us with this. I want you to all stand with me this morning as we wrap up this time together. And I want us to pray to this end that the Lord would speak to our hearts, minister to us, challenge us. Would you pray, bow your heads this morning and pray with me. Holy Spirit, we know you're here. You're inhabiting our praise. You've ministered to us in such a powerful way today through the worship and through the Word. And Lord, we know that as people had intersected with you, Jesus, when you were on the earth, that they left changed every single time. There's nobody that you intersected with that their lives were not changed, impacted, transformed, revolutionized. And Lord, now Jesus, you're in our lives. And your plan, and it's plan A, there's no plan B, it's plan A, and we're it. You've chosen the church, you've chosen us as believers to minister through us, to extend through us, to speak through us, to touch through us, to share through us the good news. And so, Jesus, you're in our lives, and we know we've been called, but we give you now a fresh and new permission to speak through us, to touch through us, to minister through us, to love through us, and to share the gospel with everybody that we come in contact with. Holy Spirit, take our tongue, speak through us. Holy Spirit, take our hearts and be compassionate through us. Holy Spirit, take our ears and hear through us. Take our eyes and see through us. We give you our bodies. We give you our faculties. We give you our past, our present, our future. We give you our possessions. We give you our abilities. We give you our hurts. We give you our fears. We give you our everything about us. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would take charge of our lives. So, Father, use us. Use us and use us up. So that when we stand before you, you not only say, well done, good and faithful servant, but that we standing there with nothing left. We've given it all. Father, help us to do that. We yield to you. Holy Spirit, we invite you. Fill us fresh and new. Won't you just lift up your hands and invite him as a sign of surrender and say, Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. Won't you fill me right now with a fresh touch, a fresh wind, a fresh oil, fresh wine, fresh anointing, a fresh inspiration, a fresh enthusiasm, a fresh vision, a fresh word, a fresh burden for souls, a fresh focus on your kingdom. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me right now. Fill us all. We yield to you and empower us to preach the gospel. You told the believers to wait in the upper room, to wait in Jerusalem, to wait until your spirit fell because you knew that they needed the boldness, the authority, the power that only came through the Holy Spirit. We cannot do this in our own strength. So Holy Spirit, do it through us. We yield to you to do the work of the kingdom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, just thank him right now in your own way. Open up your mouths and thank him for what he's doing in your life right now. Just say, thank you, Holy Spirit. I receive it. Come on, just receive it and say it out loud. I receive it. I receive it. I need a touch from you. I need a fresh touch from you. I need your boldness again. I need it. I need a fresh vision from you. Tell him right now what you need. And then as you tell him, as you ask it, as the Bible says, if you ask, you will receive it. And it's going to be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's going to be more than you need. Just ask and you'll receive it. He's not short in his supply. He's going to fill you with what you need if you'll simply ask him and receive it. Father, we receive this in Jesus' name for your glory. Hallelujah. 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 And Lord, not just today we're asking, but every day of our lives we need a fresh touch from you. Every day of our lives we need to be filled with you fresh and new. So do this every day what you're doing right now, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. The harvest is truly plenteous, the labors are few, but here we are, Lord, send us. And we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for Son as she goes back in May. God, provide for her needs so that she can get on back there and that she can just continue to do what you called her to do with those precious people. God, protect her. Watch over her. Give her favor. God, open up doors for her. Oh, God, I pray that the church would explode in Vanuatu. Oh, God, that it would be more than two churches. Let it go to four churches. Let it go to eight churches. Let it continue to double and double and double in size continually, Lord God. Raise up ministers. Raise up workers. Workers, Lord God, and let the church explode in that island nation for your glory. Watch over, Son. And we thank you, Lord, for her life. And we bless you, Lord Jesus, for this. In your name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's give God praise. Amen. You know, I think that I have some, like, enthusiasm in my life, and then I meet people like Son, and I realize that I've got a long way to go. But I appreciate Son's heart, and oh, my goodness. Have you been blessed by her today? Appreciate your heart, Son. I want to give you a real quick announcement in kind of tagging off of this. The nations are still closed as far as with the COVID, and we're not really able to go. We usually do a missions trip every year. We're not able to go again this year. It's just too late to make plans, and the nations are still closed. They're not really allowing a lot of travel. Hopefully next year we'll be able to, but this year, in the absence of that, in place of that, we're going to have what we're calling a virtual missions trip. And so there's a Assemblies of God has an opportunity for us to go on a virtual missions trip. And what that simply means is that we get to stay here in the United States of America, actually in our homes, And we're going to put some more in the bulletin announcing this in the next several weeks, but it's going to be on May the 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's going to be from 6:30 in the morning until 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we're going to be connecting with missionaries in Oman and other places that are in some of the what I'll call darker countries that we would probably never get to go to, but we're going to be able to connect with them. We're going to have roughly 2 to 3 locations throughout the world. They're going to be able to connect with these missionaries. They're going to connect with us via Zoom, the online connection with them. We're going to go on drives with them. They're going to share some videos with them. I mean, they're going to hook us up in the car, and we're going to be driving down the street saying, see that? See that? And then we're going to take some tours at different places. We're going to interact with different team members. We're going to have some Q&A with them. And it's going to be really interesting. There's only 15 slots open for this. And it's only going to cost $50 per person, which is far cheaper than a missions trip would be. And that $50 is simply going to go to just blessing these missionaries for their time and all that they're doing. So if you're interested in that, May the 17th, 18th, and 19th, it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you can do this and just even still work at your normal job. What did you do this morning? I went on a missions trip. Really? You know, you can say that. And so from 6:30 to 9, 2.5 hours every morning. And if you're interested in knowing more information about that, see me after church, see the other pastors. They'll be happy to talk to you about it. You can reach out to us this week. These altars are open, and I would love for you to come before you step out of here and get busy with the rest of your day. Come and let's meet up with the Lord. If you need prayer for anything, these folks would love to pray with you. And let's connect with the Lord this morning in that way. If you have any needs at all, we would love to pray with you. Don't forget, next Sunday, the to-go boxes, the meals for the fundraiser for outreach. And you can check the bulletin for the rest of it. If this is your first time here, we have a free gift for you at that table to the left as you're walking out. Hope that you will be part of signing out for that. We welcome you as well. We're glad to have you. Aren't you thankful for the presence of the Lord? See, so I say this a lot, but I feel like I need to say it one more time here today. We've had church, and I know we really have had church today. Gathering it together. But now let's go out and be the church, right? So the presence of the Lord is here in this place. Let the presence of the Lord go with you from this place. And let's go out and make that difference to be salt and light for the kingdom. Amen?